Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're in the Quicken Loans studios in New York on CBS Sports Radio. National mortgage lender Quicken Loans. Apply simply. Understand fully. Mortgage confidently. They're only two wins away from heading to the Super Bowl. Who will it be? Perennial contenders, the New England Patriots led by the legendary Tom Brady, or will Philip Rivers and the Chargers punch their ticket to the AFC Championship game? The action kicks off with the NFL Today, powered by Ram Trucks at 12 Eastern, 9 Pacific on CBS, home of Super Bowl 53. Football's about to get funner with Skittles, Snickers, and M&M brands, the official sponsors of Super Bowl 53. Pump up your party all postseason long. 855-212-4227 is brought to you by Geico. Hey everybody, here's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Do you need homeowners, renters, RV, boat, motorcycle insurance? They got all that too. Just go to Geico.com. All right, Tom Martin is our friend at the great KCTV5 in Kansas City, Missouri, where I was born. Believe it or not, no one cares. But I'm a St. Luke's Hospital, 12 pounds, 8 ounces, rock star status, one of the heaviest kids ever born in that hospital. But I did not turn out a fat ass. I am a baller, and everybody knows it. Tom, good to have you back on the bench. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. They still talk about you back at St. Luke's. You know, I hear rumbling.
I hear that. They don't talk about me at KCTV5 anymore?
Do I want them to?
I don't know. Maybe. I mean, I guess I guess when I was there, all those people are either dead or gone, right?
There's some holdovers here and there, but, yeah, the young guns like me wind up getting our way in the door somehow, right?
Good for you. Hey, so let's talk about the feeling of confidence. Is it there for the Chiefs this week going into this game with the Colts based on, you know, their 1-10 mark in the playoffs of note? And certainly everyone knows Andy Reid struggles. I'm not sure I'm buying into all that nonsense that he can't win playoff games. I think when you got Pat Mahomes, you can do anything. They can win that game, believe me, you, on Saturday.
Yeah, Mahomes is the new game breaker for him, and I'm curious to see how much of a difference that makes. I think the confidence is high. I know for the fan base here, as I'm sure you know, that the Colts have been the Achilles heel. You have four losses to them in the last 20 years. You haven't had a home playoff win at Arrowhead since 1994. There's the Lynn Elliott game, the no punt game, the massive collapse in Indianapolis a few years back. So that's on the fan base's mind. But with the team, as far as they go, you know, I think most people recognize that the Colts, as hot as they are, really haven't beaten anybody unless you really believe in the AFC South. And the Chiefs this whole season have been tested by the league's best teams, and I think it's about time they pass a test like this. They've come up just short against the Pats, just short against the Rams, but I think they have the firepower, and somehow Scott is the top seed. I think they feel like they're a bit disrespected right now, and if you have that underdog mentality – coupled with the talent they have, that could make for a pretty pretty dangerous recipe for them come this postseason.
Now, listen, I'll give you that, you know, the Chiefs and Mahomes have been incredible. I've said on this show they will not be stopped. They will score all day, even when they lose, like when they, you know, lost 43-40 or when they put up 50 and lost to the Rams. I mean, this team will light it up no matter what in that game. But I have a hard time absorbing the they didn't beat anybody. If you win 10 of 11, I don't care if you beat the Sisters of the Poor. If you win 10 of 11, I don't care who you're playing. And in the NFL, in this day and age, you win 10 of 11, you are legit.
Right, but I'm a Texans fan, Scott, so I know, looking at that team, looking at the flaws they have, if that's the resume builder for the Colts, I just don't see them going up against the Rams, the Saints, and we'll find out about the Chiefs. I could be so wrong on this, but I feel like that a lot of what they did came against teams that they kind of have an idea of how to beat, the teams that want to run the ball more first and foremost. They have not played a Patrick Mahomes, and there's maybe only a few guys in his category this year. But this is a new animal for them. This is not the same offensive approach they're used to. I think there's more innovation in this play calling that they're going to face. And I expect a shootout. You're right. The Chiefs can score a bunch. They give up a bunch, too. And I figure, what, the over-under is 57.5? That might get shattered. I'm thinking 43 to 38, something like that.
So do you think, and I agree with that, that it's going to be wild, because I don't think anyone can stop Luck right now, and I certainly don't think the Chiefs can. The thing is that I think this comes down to the Colts' defense, because I don't think the Chiefs have a good defense. And it really boils down to, do the Colts have a good defense? Because they're about to find out if they have a good defense or not, because this guy will legitimately, I think he'll put up 45. You know, I don't care if it's if there's wind, snow, rain, and mud. That he's still scoring 40-some points.
The Colts have got a hell of a linebacker in Darius Leonard, and I like what they've done. I mean, like you said, 10 of 11, they're legit. But I think the defense, the way they go about things, they are a cover two team. They'll play a lot of zone on you, and no quarterback in the NFL has eaten up zone like Patrick Mahomes. He's the number one rated guy against zone in the NFL. And okay, the easy thing is to say, well, gosh, the Colts are doomed, because that's just what they're going to do. They're going to roll over and get beaten by this guy. I think they'll make adjustments as they see fit, but the combination of Mahomes to Travis Kelce, and especially if they get a healthy Sammy Watkins, this is the big one, Scott. He's practiced in limited fashion all week, but there's such a tangible difference in when they had him early in the year versus what they've been lately. If they get him back, they're hitting 50. I have a hard time not seeing that.
Do you think so Sammy Watkins is going to go? Let me ask you a bizarre question. Do you think there's any chance at all that they would deal with Rooney and try to make a deal for Antonio Brown? Can you imagine having Ty Hill and Antonio Brown on the Chiefs?
They've got to do so much for this defense before they can get even richer there. They are so rich. They can put Chris Conley, DeMarcus Robinson, guys you hardly heard of, and they make big touchdown plays because of the quarterback. The fans would love it. I'd love it. I'd love to cover it. You got to fix the defense. There's so much work to do there.
So Tom Martin with KCTV5, the great station in Kansas City on television. I got to ask you, when you have seen, and I don't know how many of these disasters you've been at, but you know over the years you've seen these Chiefs playoff failures. I mean, the Pittsburgh game, the Luck, the things that I've seen happen to them, honestly, in the postseason, is almost like you could write a book about it.
I remember last year sitting in the press box there. They are rolling over the Titans in the first half. And there's a columnist here named Sam Mellinger, does an excellent job with the KC Star. And Marcus Mariota throws a touchdown pass to himself. It got deflected by Darrell Revis. He catches the deflection, gets in the end zone, and Sam Mellinger blurts out in the press box, "This one's over. They're going to win. The Titans are going to win. They're going to come back and do it." There is just so much bad juju here, Scott. It's hard to quantify when over and over it happens. They've been at home. I mean, Arrowhead's supposed to be this big advantage. It hasn't mattered in the postseason. I will say for the defense this time around, to give you a number, they are averaging 2 touchdowns fewer allowed per game at home. It seems like Arrowhead finally might be a bit more of a home field advantage that it should be than it was in recent years. But there is a monkey on the back element to this, and I think some of the players who were there in Indianapolis or part of the Pittsburgh game or part of the game last year, they got to be thinking about it. And I think a win, we talked about this today, I think a win over the Colts here, if you get that one monkey off the back, that could set them free for a Super Bowl, no doubt.
So do you tell me what happened when they got rid of Hunt? And, like, it was a huge story. And then I want to know what happened, like, after the fact. So once the national scene got done with embarrassing them, what was the fallout like in KC with the fact that they had got rid of him? Was it like, you know, wash your hands of him, see you later, bye, screw you? Or was it difficult? Was it weird? What was the groove like after they got rid of him?
There have been very few lingering effects. I think part of that is the nature of the NFL and the way they run the offense here, which is to say the running back is important. But if you have guys, I mean, they signed four or five running backs this offseason, and we're thinking, why do they need all these guys? They have Kareem Hunt. It worked out for them with Spencer Ware and Damian Williams and even this undrafted kid named Darrell Williams. I think they just like the depth they have, and they must have made a point behind the scenes to say, Kareem Hunt is who he is, real talented player, but we think we got some capable replacements, so let's not make a big thing of this. Let's not talk about it. And they've been real easy to move on. I mean, the most we got as far as them talking to us, Scott, was mostly, well, he's my friend or we were buddies, but we got to move on. I mean, there was hardly any support for him at all, and you wouldn't think there'd be support, but not even to the effect that he was a good player. They just moved the heck on in the public light, and I think what they've gotten since then on the field has been steady production, and it showed you that, you know, Kareem Hunt, real talented player, good player, but this offense is about Patrick Mahomes and how he wants to incorporate the run game versus them adjusting because of what they had in Kareem Hunt.
Tom Martin with us from KCTV5. Do you? I thought the best football game I saw all year was the game, the Rams 54-51 job on the Chiefs. That game was insane, and I actually think that would be the best Super Bowl. I don't care what anybody thinks. That was the best football game I've seen in a few years. It was insane. Do you think? Do you agree with that? And do you feel that I'm you know, in the ballpark when I say that's the game I think everybody wants to see again?
Totally. That was my favorite game this year. I mean, the Chiefs were part of probably four of the top six games this year, with the Patriots game, the Chargers game, the Ravens overtime game. They lost three of those, so you wonder if they can actually pull one out against the big boys. But I think that's got to be the matchup you want to see. I know some people want to see Saints-Chiefs because it just presents a different offensive approach, and we haven't seen it yet. But I think everyone's kidding themselves if they don't think that Mahomes, Goff, and Gurley and McVay versus Reed, it's just juicy, man. It's what the NFL future looks like on display right in front of you. And every series had a big play. Everything resulted in what the NFL wants to see. I know guys rooting for other teams out there, but in the back of their heads, I also think they might think, if our team loses, this is the matchup we want to see.
All right, so how about this one, Tom? I have a picture, and Carver High, back me up on this. I have a picture right now and I'm going to tweet this out, and I'm going to see. Are you close to a tweet? Can you look at a tweet, Tom? Or, like, how long would that take you?
I could look at it on the air. I can put you on speaker if you want.
Okay, yeah. Carver High, I want him to look at Twitter right now. I'm going to put this on there, and I'm also going to go, how you like these pants slick when I'm talking, and I'll put at Tom Casey, let me get this right, TV5. I hopefully got this right.
Okay,
all right, hold on.
I'm waiting on the notification here.
So my problem is, Carver High, is that this thing's like blocking me for some reason that I can't. Hopefully I got it right, and it works. Let's see if it worked. Let's see if this thing works. Tell me if, is there any, I know this is probably torture to listen to on the radio. Did it work, Carver High?
It worked, yes.
It did work. So the actual tweet went out. I got it right. Yes. Now look at that. Can you look at that, Tom? Look on your Twitter.
You know, I've had to stall before. Oh, here we go. Okay.
Now look at those pants I'm rocking at Arrowhead Stadium in the 70s to meet Len Dawson. I told you my dad was friends with, a guy that played at Missouri, a fullback at Missouri that was good friends with, everybody in Kansas City had juice. So he took me to see Len Dawson one day at Arrowhead. Look at that outfit I'm rocking.
Let me give people some context. If the author Roald Dahl decided to go ahead and paint a picture of his novel Boy about growing up in the 50s, 60s, 70s here, this is what you have to get up. It's like plaid pants on this turf field. This is great. Where's this jacket from?
I mean, that's clearly my mom trying to, you know, get me to have that, Prince William look, like that little, you know, you got to have the little blue blazer. You know what I mean? I'm rocking a turtleneck, a Kansas City Chiefs turtleneck there. And I mean, that is like the greatest. And you see Arrowhead, it's like brand new to stadium in the background. How fantastic is that shot? You could tell there that I was going to be a pimp.
Right. That was the foreshadowing. I was up in the press box last year, my first year really covering the Chiefs here, and walk past this older guy sitting down eating and one of my buddies, and the buddy just starts talking, and then halfway through he goes, "Oh, have you met Len yet?" And I'm like, "That's Len Dawson." No idea. He'll just come unassumingly and hang out around people. And it was real cool. He's one of those guys you kind of get a little extra feeling meeting him.
So let me ask you one last question. Respectfully, I got under a minute. Pats and Chiefs title game at Arrowhead. How does that sound? And do you think that that's possible? If the Pats win this week and you beat the Colts, how do you think you'd do in that game?
The Pats 3-4 on the road this year. The Chiefs, obviously, the last two outings, one went their way, one didn't this season. I think the Chiefs take that one. I think they like the matchup, and I don't think they play as poorly this time around as they did the first time in Foxborough. Mahomes was really not so good in that game. You don't see not so many good games from him.
Okay, so last but not least, you're taking – it sounds to me the Chiefs are going to beat the Colts and then they're going to beat the Patriots in the title game. Is that how you think it plays out, that the Pats will beat the Chargers and play you in Kansas City?
Yeah, I think they got one last hurrah in them to get that far at least. The Chargers, I love Anthony Lynn, what he's done, but I think it's the Pats. And then on the other side, I'm hoping it's the Rams. Like you said, if not the Rams, then the Saints. We'll see a lot of offense in the Super Bowl, that's for sure.
All right, you're awesome, Tom Martin. I always get a kick out of having you on. You can show that picture to anyone you like that I was just – I was like, you know, this is – I mean, I'm honestly like, you know, this is like destiny that I would be A, at Arrowhead meeting Len Dawson in those pants, B, that I would work at KCTV5 when I was 20 years old or whatever, and then that I am still talking to you all these years later on national radio and rock in Kansas City. They got to love me there. I mean, Christ, I'm giving Kansas City more love than steaks.
Well, between you and Patrick Mahomes talking ketchup, I think people have a lot to eat up these days.
Listen, I just want to say one last thing. Ketchup is for girls, okay? Just know that. Ketchup's for girls. Leave it at that. I don't eat ketchup. I got no time for that. Salt and pepper on a bacon and egg bagel. That's all you need. Ketchup's for girls. I got to go, Tom. Great stuff, brother. I love you.
Take care, my man. See ya.
Tom Martin, KCTV5 in Kansas City.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
Get on PharrellOnTheBench.com for all the divisional round plays, doubleheaders Saturday and Sunday. In Kansas City and L.A., Foxborough, and New Orleans. PharrellOnTheBench.com has it all. Every pick, every play, every day, everything that's on the board in an email format. Also, everything's ranked. You're going to love it. NBA picks, college rack, NHL, boxing, MMA fights, daily fantasy. PharrellOnTheBench.com is top shelf. Sign up today. Hide the money from your wife. Also, tomorrow, episode 118 of Pharrell on the Bets. It's my sports betting show. It's a podcast on WestwoodOnePodcast.com, iTunes, and Google Play. Subscribe free and follow me at OnTheBets.WWO. Don't forget, we'll be in Vegas next Thursday and Friday at the MGM for two shows, Thursday, Friday, for Pacquiao Broner. The fight is Saturday on Showtime Pay-Per-View. And that's at the Grand Garden Arena. And then we're back the following week. Carver High and I will be at the D Casino, our home away from home, in downtown Las Vegas. View Bar is the site. Second floor of the D, right upstairs. You can't miss it. Take the escalator upstairs. Boom, you're there. View Bar, see us live. Five shows every night, 7 Vegas time. And February 3rd is the biggest big game bash ever at the downtown Las Vegas Event Center. It's incredible. It's free entry. All ages are welcome. It's incredible. If you want a man cave or table, go to downtownwatchzone.com. They got a 72-foot screen, booming stadium sound. Tons of food, booze, and beer. You name it. A lot of action at this party. It's just thousands of fans. It's crazy. You got to see it to believe it. Get a room at the D. Call now. What are you waiting for? The Super Bowl's right around the corner. Hurry up. If you're going to get a room, you better do it now because they'll all be gone soon. I can guarantee you that. Carver High, what do you think of this reveal tonight? The big reveal in, they're calling it the downtown reveal. It appears that they have named the new Derek Stevens casino across from the Golden Gate, the old Las Vegas Club. What do we got?
The Circa.
Circa Resort awesome. And Casino. Did you see the picture? It does look awesome, doesn't
I'm
it?
I'm looking at the video now. They got like a video of with some renderings on it, and it just looks it looks like it's going to tower over everything down there in downtown, that's for sure.
Oh, did they? So this video or something that
has some like renderings and designs of it.
So did D put it up? They had a big crowd there tonight for that. Apparently,
huge. This is a huge.
You know
thing
what that is, don't
Las
you?
Vegas.
That tent right there is that's the tent for the bash.
It is.
Looks like the tent's up.
It looks like the tent's up. Should be in good shape in a couple weeks when we get there.
The time of your life, they're calling it at Circa, right?
Place I mean, they got this amphitheater. I mean, this just looks unbelievable what they're going to do over there.
Did you see the overall outside of it, how it looks?
Yeah, they got everything on this video.
Oh, really? I'm not finding that video.
I got it in here. Next break, you come in and take a look at it.
It looks great. Do you think we'll move there and live in the Circa at some point? Is there potential for that? No? I think there is. I still think there's potential for that we could end up living there. I've lived in the Mandalay Bay where the fishes fly, and I've done the show at Bally's now. I've done the show at the D for years. I mean, what's next? You live at the Circa, right? Maybe I could be the, live-in host right there. You could live there like a full, residency. I'll just live there and do the show there every day, and people can see me, feel me, touch me, and pour beer on me live. Alex in Wisconsin.
Yeah, I have a few questions for you.
All right.
First of all, what do you think of the new Green Bay Packers coach, and do you think the Bucs are an NBA Finals team this year?
Well, I think the Bucs are having a great season, and I think, Giannis is incredible, and the rest of them, Brogdon and company, all of them can fill it up. I think they got some really exciting players. I think they're playing great. I would love to see them and the Raptors play in the Eastern Conference Finals. I think the, Celtics are going to have something to say about that, and the Sixers. Those are the four teams that, are dangerous. So anything's possible. We've seen Toronto get beat and knocked out of the playoffs every year. That may not happen now that LeBron's gone. We'll see. Can they handle their business with Kawhi Leonard? Or can Giannis take it to the next level? Because they haven't been able to do it either. But I think they're a very exciting team. And, it's like last night, they get it done on the road. They're very tough. And, I know you guys love them because they're good. It's that simple. And I don't think much of him. Matt LaFleur, I know nothing about him. This is another of these crazy, Sean McVay. I touched Sean McVay one day at a luncheon, and suddenly I have head coaching skills in the NFL. I'm not buying all that. All these guys getting jobs because they know Sean McVay, I think, is the funniest thing I've ever seen, to be honest with you. And I don't think he's better than McCarthy, the guy you hired. So good luck with that. Good luck going to the playoffs 9 of 11 years and 4 title games and winning a Super Bowl with some kid that knows Sean McVay. In fact, all these things every day of, if you know Sean McVay, you get a big job, is just nonsense. To me, it's just ridiculousness. I don't know what's going on. That guy hasn't even won a playoff game, for Christ's sakes, but they got him, and he's Lombardi at this point. Are they not, like, canonizing this guy? Have they put him in the Hall of Fame yet as one of the greatest coaches that's ever lived? I mean, I've seen, who's a bad NFL coach? Nick Saban. But no one's ever going to say the guy can't coach, right, for what he's done in college football? I mean, who are these guys they're hiring that have never done anything before? It's unbelievable to me. I don't know. Something's going wrong. Something's going crazy in the NFL, if you ask me.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, 855-212-4CBS to get on the bench. You got to admit, Carver, how you showed me that video, that place Circa that Derek Stevens is building in downtown Las Vegas, right on Fremont Street across from the Golden Gate. I mean, that is just literally, you said it best, he's bringing the Strip down there. And this is no different than, this is literally like Mandalay Bay or MGM. It is so bad. It's like the, what it reminds me of? A little bit like the Wynn. It's just the Encore and Wynn, just an amazing resort casino. I mean, this thing is so ahead of the curve and state-of-the-art, and it's going to be, all of them. I don't know if it'll help the Nugget and the D and all those places down there, but I don't know enough about how it works in terms of the money. But
casino business. Yeah.
Yeah, you would think that it would help everything down there.
It helps
there.
Everybody down there.
But that place is going to take over downtown Las Vegas.
It really does. It looks like a hotel that you would see on the Strip. That's what it would look like. It looks like a hotel casino that you'd walk through on Las Vegas Boulevard. And now it's going to be downtown on Fremont.
Did you see that sports book and that pool?
Insane.
I mean, and the bar, it's a lot like Long Bar, but it's even bigger.
Yeah.
I mean, and that pool, I don't know what I saw. Like, was there like levels of the pool?
Yeah, there was levels
up there. Tiered, and there's an amphitheater, like the giant screen there. They're going to have concerts, they're going to have parties, everything.
Oh, my God. What did you think when you saw that video, you guys? I mean, it's insane.
I thought I wanted to build a time machine so we could jump to next year and go there.
Yeah,
forget
I mean,
this year. 2019's done. I want to go 2020 right now.
I mean, it really is incredible. So next year, I wonder if it'll be open by the Super Bowl next year.
It doesn't have when in 2020. It just says that. But who knows? Could be. Maybe it's January 1st, 2020. Who knows when they're.
There's no way.
I know one thing. We're going to see how much progress there is when we show up in 2 weeks, right?
Yeah, but there's no way. It depends on how far they are. But, you know, that thing, to me, because we saw it, it wasn't. They weren't building it at all when the last time I was there.
No, they were just about done.
Demolishing.
Clearing the space. Like, we were there. Obviously, we weren't there in August. Last January for the Super Bowl. And it looked like the lot of land that it was going to be on, they had just finished, like, getting it cleared out. Like, there was nothing there, pretty much, when we were last there.
So do you think it's starting to rise?
I would have to assume so. I mean.
Or the shell of it?
Oh, yeah. It's got to be.
So do you feel like it's going to be that place looks enormous. I mean, it just looks unbelievable. Circa is what they're calling it, Mafia.
Put it this way. It's so big that I read an article about it, not just looked at the video. I saw an article that was written about it afterwards where they're giving some more details. And you remember Vegas Vicky that was outside there?
Vegas Vic, yeah.
That's going to be inside the new place. That's not going to be hanging outside. They're going to bring it back. It's going to be so big that it's inside there.
Yeah, it's just crazy. When I saw this thing, it blows you away. It just literally blows your mind when you see it, how crazy that's going to be in downtown Las Vegas. So congratulations to Derek Stevens. I can't wait to talk to him about it, right? I mean, because he hasn't said a word about it to anyone ever.
No, very tight-lipped over the years.
Until tonight.
Yeah.
Tonight they revealed it.
Yeah, so. I remember last year when we were there and you had him on, you were saying, come on, give me the name. And he said they had a bunch of ideas for names. But they still hadn't really zeroed in on one. They had a few ideas they were kicking around.
So Circa, I like that they're bringing back the old with the new.
Right.
And it's just crazy, this place. I mean, it's going to be, it would appear to me that that's going to be the hottest casino in all of Las Vegas. Forget about downtown.
Of course, every time you get a new one, it's jumping off the pages right away. But that place especially with, like you said, the giant sports book, the giant tiered pool is going to be insane.
I mean, that's just the beginning. The restaurants and bars and everything in there and the casino itself is insane.
It's going to tower over the rest of downtown.
I mean, it is going to just absolutely shred everyone. I mean, a place to be. It'll literally be.
You know what it's going to be? It's when you fly in, you see all the stuff on the Strip, and then it's kind of dark down in that area. I mean, everything's going on in Fremont Street, but you can't really see it. Like, it's going to be when you're flying in, you see everything on the Strip, and then all of a sudden in the distance, you're going to see that place standing out from everything else.
Yeah, it almost looks like a planet. It looks like a casino, like on a planet, like in Mars or something. It's insane. It looks like the front of it and the building itself and the valet, all of it, the pool, you name it. It's just absolutely insane. Ed in Maryland, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's going on, Pharrell?
Hey, dude.
Hey, go ahead and give me about 3 shots of vodka if you can.
I got you covered. Here we go. I don't know what's happening to the bar. There it is. Mafia's drinking the booze is what it is.
Hey, come on, Mafia. You can't drink my shots.
There you go. He poured you some.
All right, cool. So I have a question as far as the Eastern Conference Finals. I want an early prediction from you. Do you think the Caps can make it back to the Eastern Conference Finals with the way they're playing right now? I get it that they're struggling on the power play. But people wanted them to do more 5-on-5 goals, and you're getting that. So, you know, because if I look at the Tampa Bay Lightning, they are hot right now. And, you know, they were hot last year, and they got beat by my team. They're depending on the power play a lot less than the Capitals are. Like, look at it tonight. That's how they came back. So what chance do you give the Capitals of getting back to the Eastern Conference Final and then getting back to the Stanley Cup?
Well, first of all, what did you say, Carver, hi to me?
I mean, I know that Edwards said that the Lightning are hot right now. I mean, they're 34-8-2. They're They've been hot all year. They don't lose.
Yeah, they're not just hot.
Edwards right about one thing. They never win in the they haven't won the cup the last year.
I'll give you that, but look who they've lost to. The teams that have won it.
All the teams that have won.
So, but look, I think the Capitals are a really good team. Like tonight, they won and what they have 22 shots on goal and they beat them 4-2. They got, you know, I mean, when you only have 22 shots, it's almost embarrassing when you think about it. And then to win with only 22 shots, because I know that I think the kid made – Halak was in goal, and he made – and he's no kid. He's a veteran. But I think he only made 18 saves. They put 39 the other way, and you know, Holpe made 39 saves. So Boston was bombarding that net with shots, and it didn't matter because Holpe stood on his head. Anytime, if you ask me, anytime Alex Ovechkin scores two goals in a game, I would be flabbergasted if they didn't win 90% of those games. If he scores two goals in a game, if you look at the history of this team, and if that guy scores two goals in a game, which he's done a million times, I'll bet they win 95% of those games. And then when he scores two and Backstrom also scores, I'll bet it's close to 98% that they win. They don't lose when those two put it in. That's it. Because they do these stats in the NHL every day. If this guy scores, if that guy scores, if this guy, Holpe makes over 30 saves, here's his record lifetime, all this other stuff. Trust me, when Ovi and Backstrom score in the same game, I bet they win 80% of the games at least. And can they make it back to the Eastern Conference Finals? Hell yes, they can make it back. I mean, they're a very dangerous team. They're deep, they're talented, and they know how to do it. Once you learn how to do it, Carver High, once you figure out the potion to get it done and go and win 16 games, it's a lot easier to do it again in terms of getting back to it. The Penguins have won back-to-back twice. The Islanders won four in a row. Detroit's done it. Colorado's done it. And it's once you know how to do it, you can't tell me it's not easier.
I think it's the one sport where having so much experience in the room that has won that trophy is more important than almost any other one. It makes such a huge difference.
How much do you think it hurts that Trotz is not there anymore and he's with your team?
I think that it's going to take, you know, till we get to the playoffs to find that out. I don't know if we're there yet. This is a really good team. The Caps are the defending champs. I think they're just as good as last year. They're just missing their coach. And that, now, you know, Reardon was on the staff. He was with the guys last year. It's not like they brought somebody from outside. So they're doing the same things. It's tough to repeat. You know it. I know the Penguins just did it right before the Caps won last year.
Do you think Vegas could go back to the finals the way they're playing? They're going for their eighth straight win tonight.
Vegas can absolutely get back. They have a really good team. It took them a month and a half to get going.
But they're there now.
But now they're rolling. And they have a goaltender that can win. And when you have that, you're in the mix too when it comes to playoff time.
Do you think the Knights will still eat at Andiamo, or will they start eating at Circa starting next year?
We'll have to find. I don't think so. I mean, they're going to have to try to recreate Andiamo over at Circa because Andiamo is tough to top. I mean, that place is top shelf, right?
Yeah, I mean, maybe they're
going to make Andiamo 2 over there.
Oh,
I mean,
have a little
another Andiamo,
a little sister Andiamo.
We're going to have to see what the deal is because that's the when we get into town is the All-Star break. I mean, we got to find out if any of these guys are hanging in town before they go away. Now, remember, they're not at home at all that
right.
week, but they also don't play until later in the week because there's a break with the All-Star break. So maybe some guys are hanging in town are going to come into Andiamo for a tomahawk or something.
Right. And then maybe they'd come on the bench.
Yeah.
You know, who's got all that juice over there is Banks. He's the one that knows all the hockey players, Derek and Banks. But Banksy and those guys, he's the one that can lure them down there.
Wilk does, too.
And Wilk, he gets hot chicks there, though, honestly, that guy.
No question.
I mean, do you remember some of the chicks he brings in there?
Yes.
Jesus. God almighty. I have pictures to prove it. Remember the chicks I took pictures with?
Yeah.
I mean, my first thought is that 34C thought I was with prostitutes. But I was like, no, these are actresses, actually. They make dirty movies. I'm just kidding. Anyway. Spurs are up 3 on Oak City in this wild game in San Antonio. You see this game? It's like 126-123. It's a crazy game. And there's a minute left. and the Spurs have The Rock. Kelly in Minnesota, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Kelly. Yes, you're on.
Hi, Pharrell.
Hey.
Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Cool.
Hey, you know, want to talk about the Packers. You know, 10, 12 years ago, nobody heard of Mike McCarthy. You know, now they're hiring this young new coach. You know what? Give him a chance.
Well, obviously, it doesn't matter what I think. It doesn't matter what anyone thinks because they already did the deal, and he's going to be there whether people like it or not. And I remember it a little differently. I knew who Mike McCarthy was, to be honest with you, when he got that job. And I do not know who this guy is from Adam. And I know they're giving him all these accolades and everything else. I got to tell you, you know, for me, this is just me being a cynic or something. But, you know, I thought the Titans were basically, you know, hot air. There's nothing. What were they so good at? I mean, they choked. They didn't make the playoffs. He's their genius, right? Isn't he the guy running the whole show?
It's got nothing to do with what he did with the Titans.
So it's just because he knows McVay?
It's about he was with McVay the year before that. That's all that matters.
Okay, well, I'm going to puke then because if everyone in the world, like I said, that even knows McVay from elementary school forward now is a head coach in the NFL, there's something wrong in the NFL.
He's never won a playoff game.
He's never won a playoff game. And this guy's in his diapers, and we'll see. We'll see how genius he is because, you know what? There's only one Sean McVay, and all these teams are trying to create a clone of him, and good luck with that.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.